Your education, where'd you go to grade school?
Elliott.
Junior high?
Edison.
And that was through high school then? That was yes. Junior high and high yes. together, weren't
full
they?
Full 6 years, yes.
And when did you graduate?
1968.
That was a remarkable year in our nation, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was quite a year.
Robert Kennedy was assassinated. Martin Luther King was assassinated.
The crazy Democrat convention in Chicago.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so you were aware of all that. I don't know if people mm-hmm. talked about it in school or not, but and then you went on to where? College after that.
I started at Tulane, did a couple of years there, and then transferred back to University of Tulsa and graduated University of Tulsa in 1972.
And then further?
Law school, SMU, Southern Methodist University in Dallas, graduating in 75.
Why did you choose law school?
You know, I wish I could give you some really neat story about always wanting to be a lawyer or having seen some, you know, lawyer that impressed me with it. Just, I learned early on in my education that, you know, I liked arguing, and I don't mean that in a negative sense. I mean, just in terms of the logic involved. In school, when the teacher would ask you, who wants an essay test versus a multiple choice, I'm the one kid raising his hand for the essay test, you know. And so I just sort of gravitated to it. I figured out in college that's kind of the way my brain worked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then, I mean, you graduated in 75?
Yes.
Then what did you do?
Practice law.
And who were you with?
I was with a small boutique law firm here in Tulsa called Snead, Lang & Trotter. And by the time I left it almost 10 years later, it was Snead, Lang, Adams & Barnett. And it was a small firm, about six lawyers when I joined it, and 26 when I left. So it grew during those wonderful days. You'll remember the 70s and 80s, the boom days of the oil business. And that kind of how the firm was built was on these young entrepreneurial startup oil and gas companies that needed all kinds of legal work.
Mm. So you just had fun doing that.
It was a lot of fun. It was a crazy time, never to be repeated, I hope, because there was a lot of stupid money spent during those years.
You were watching others spend those stupid.
It was great to be on the service side and get paid. I didn't have my capital tied up in it.
When did you meet your wife, Billy? Is that about in here sometime or back?
Well, I was SMU in 1970. We met in 1973. Yeah.
So you were in the same class?
No, she was in nursing school at Texas Women's University. And there was a mixer with the law school dorm, which I wasn't in, but my friend was running the dorm, so he invited me and the nurses, and we met there.
Billy, B-I-L-L-I-E, how does that name come about?
Well, her father's name was William, and he kind of wanted a son. You know, all he got was three daughters.
And so he was going to name somebody Billy, wasn't he?
That's right.
She's probably had some interesting experiences yeah. with that name.
Well, she's Billy Kay, and her mother was Catherine. So they both got in on the first child.
All right. Mm. And then you had children?
We do. Adrian and Allison. Adrian's a lawyer. Allison's a social worker.
Is Adrian here in Tulsa?
Adrian's here in Tulsa, yes.
Mm-hmm. She went after her father's business. And were you influencing that?
Back in the day, with those crazy oil guys, I mean, I was working most late nights. I barely get home maybe in time to put them to bed, but rarely in time to eat with them. And so Saturday, I'd take them to the office, and they'd, because I'd always go to work on Saturday, and say they'd spend Saturday at the law offices. And then when I moved on to business, they spent the day at the business offices. So I think it's osmosis if anything else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then it was Allison's husband.
Yes.
who died. And can you tell us the circumstances of that?
It's was July of 2022, rather.
And his name?
Was Matthew Simpson. Matt. We called him Matt. Mm-hmm. He and my daughter and their two children, then 4 years old and 2 years, had gone to a children's museum. It was on a Sunday morning.
Where?
In Durham, North Carolina, where they lived. And they rode their bikes. They were coming back home after visiting the museum, and the kids were in one of those little trailers that people drag behind the bike, and Allison was the one pulling them. Thank goodness, frankly. They came to a crossing of a major street that had a stoplight, but it wasn't, they were on a trail that had a stoplight for the trail people to be able to cross this major street. And they waited until the green light, and Matt started out ahead of Allison and was hit by a car running the red light going about 50 miles an hour, and he never regained consciousness. He was in the hospital for about 4 days before he died. One of those kind of tragedies you read about in the paper, but mm-hmm. you just never think about mm-hmm. affecting your own family.
So the children mm-hmm. then were how old? 1 and 3?
4 and 2. And yeah. they witnessed it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
And
do they talk about it?
They do. Allison had made it kind of a real point to keep their father alive in their family. There are pictures of him. They talk about him. She encourages us when we're visiting them, if there's something that comes up that reminds us of a story about Matt, to tell that story. And of course, it's interesting thing I thought about not too long after the time. If this had happened when we were that age, in early 30s, mm-hmm. that, you know, there'd be pictures. But for these kids, they've got videos now. Mm-hmm. So they can see their father interacting with them, and those will become their memories. Yep. They won't have real memories. They'll have memories created by the videos. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was tough to handle that, mm-hmm. for sure. I saw them I was at your anniversary.
Yes, yeah, they were there.
And they're just beautiful little kids.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous kids.
They're doing fine.